I was just off Southwest Pass, between Pecan and Marsh Islands, with the green, white-capping water of the Gulf Stream to the south and the long, flat expanse of the Louisiana coastline behind me, which is really not a coastline at all, but instead a huge wetlands area of sawgrass, dead cypress strung with wisps of moss, and a maze of canals and bayous that are choked with Japanese water lilies, whose purple flowers audibly pop in the morning and whose root systems can wind around your propeller shaft like cable wire. It was May, and the breeze was warm and smelled of salt spray and schools of feeding white trout. And high above me, pelicans floated on the warm air currents, their extended wings gilded in the sunlight, until suddenly one would drop from the sky like a bomb from its rack, its wings cocked back against its sides and explode against the water's surface, and then rise dripping with a menhaden or a mullet flapping from its pouched beak. But the sky had been streaked with red at dawn, and I knew that by afternoon thunderheads would roll out of the south. The temperature would suddenly drop 20 degrees, as though all the air had been sucked out from under an enormous dark bowl, and the blackened sky would tremble with trees of lightning. I had always loved the Gulf, no matter if it was torn with storms or if the surf was actually frozen with green ridges of ice. Even when I was a police officer in New Orleans, I had lived in a houseboat on Lake Pontchartrain and spent my off days fishing down in Barataria Bay. And even though I was in homicide, I sometimes worked deals through the boys in Vice so I could go along on the Coast Guard cutter when they went after the dope runners out on the salt. Now I owned a bait and boat rental business on the bayou south of New Iberia, and twice a week my wife Annie and I headed out Southwest Pass in my converted jug boat and trawled for shrimp. On mornings like this, we'd trawl in a big circle through the pass, the bow almost out of the water with the bursting weight of the net, and then we'd load the ice bins full with pink-blue shrimp, set out the rods for gaff-top catfish, and fix lunch in the galley while the boat drifted against the anchor rope in the warm wind. On this morning, Annie had boiled a pot of shrimp and blue point crabs and was cleaning the shrimp in a bowl to mix with a pan of dirty rice we had brought from home. I had to smile as I watched her. She was my minister.